Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Do you hear blasting near the international airport? You're not alone.
You've heard a lot about COVID in 2022, but what are the stats for the flu in Nashville?
Plus, is IKEA making a return to Nashville?
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
Morning, Nashville.
Good morning, Nashville. Are you hearing blasting near the international airport?
Or are you having an earthquake?
Well, if you're watching this before today, if you were hearing blasting at the airport before today, that's not good because activity just started today.
Yeah, but so
if you heard blasting, there's cause for concern before today.
So over in the, I think it's the Hip Donaldson group, everyone complains about the blasting at the quarry. It's like shaking houses and all of this stuff. So there's blasting over in that area already, but there's going to be even more blasting. It's going to happen Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays over the next 2 weeks. And this is happening at the Nashville International Airport at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Yeah.
At least they tell you the schedule.
Yeah, at least you know. I think it's definitely a requirement of them to have that. It's going to be through January 26th, and this is going to accommodate a new sanitary sewer.
Oh.
So nice. So there you go. So you know what the blasting is for. For safety reasons, according to Fox 17, for safety reasons, the work will involve 5 to 10 minute traffic stops on Donaldson Pike at the exit and entrance ramps near the airport entrance and exit points for Terminal Garage 1, B&A Valet, Terminal Lot A, Economy Lot B, and Consolidated Rental Car Facility. There you go.
Logistically, it's like, hey, everyone, block the traffic now.
It's good to know, plan probably an additional half an hour if you're going to the airport or if you're going out that way and need to access Donaldson Pike anytime near or close to the 10 and 2 p.m. time slot so that you can allow for these stoppages to happen. We've got more airport news though coming up. And also that's apparently not the only time that things have stopped at the airports. You probably heard about the big grounding that happened at airports across the United States.
Oh, the missile yesterday?
Yesterday. Yeah. So if you see the airport traffic stopping, it's not because of a missile now. It's just the blasting.
It's just the blasting or they're short in labor. That's what's happening. So you've heard a lot of news about COVID in 2022, but have you heard about the flu?
I do know about the flu.
I think everyone knows about the flu, but according to Walgreens Flu Index, I didn't even know this was a thing until yesterday. This is from News Channel 5. Nashville ranks 7th in the top 10 flu cases in the nation.
Okay. So the Walgreens doing a flu study is like, I feel like that's like cornflakes doing the breakfast ranking in America. Like
cornflakes are the number one cereal in the world.
You need to eat more breakfast sponsored by cornflakes.
Or Kellogg's, just in general.
Yeah. And Walgreens is like, you need to get a flu shot sponsored by Walgreens.
That's exactly what this article feels like. So I was reading this and I'm like, I think Walgreens paid for this.
So, well, they paid for the study, so it results in people, getting more flu shots and them making more money. So, very much so. But let's see. Like you said, Nashville is currently sitting 7th. Knoxville, Tennessee is at number 1 for flu activity. So flu activity is a very vague word. Chattanooga, Tennessee coming in at number 4, Nashville, Tennessee coming in at number 7, and the Tri-Cities for Tennessee and Virginia coming in at number 8, Paducah, Kentucky at number 9. So essentially the entire South has the flu right now.
Except for that one town in Wisconsin.
In Oklahoma City, yeah.
La Crosse-et-Claire. I probably messed that up.
That's a very interesting name for a town. So that is, so, you know, this definitely feels like an ad at the bottom of this. It says, anyone interested in getting a flu shot can schedule an appointment through the Walgreens app or Walgreens website.
Walgreens. Sponsor our podcast.
Might as well just freaking sponsor the podcast at this point.
Yes.
Okay. That's funny. That did read like an ad the entire time.
I think it was an ad. New Show 5 is like, hey, we need more ads. Walgreens like, I got you, boo.
I got you, boo.
Man. Let's talk about some local food I've been eating at my house. That's what I've been eating. So H&S Bagel came in clutch. I got those last week right in the middle of the snowstorm, and I put them in the freezer. And what I ended up doing is I took the bagels out the mornings I was eating them.
Okay.
And I thawed them in the microwave for about 30 seconds. And then I toasted them. And they were as fresh as when you first bought them. They
were incredible. Fantastic.
So H&S Bagel is located in Midtown. I would say they have the best bagels in Nashville. They also have incredible bagel sandwiches. Go check them out.
All right. There you go. Let's head over to Explore's Nashville Tip of the Day.
For Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day, we're having a semi-decent day. It's going to be high of 56 and sunny. And so one of the best ways to experience Nashville is exploring downtown Nashville. It's a Wednesday in January, so that means the traffic is going to be very low. There's not going to be many people in downtown. So this is a great time to visit some of your favorite honky-tonks or even 5th and Broad, which may not be as busy as it will be in 2 months in March.
Yeah, exactly. Assembly Food Hall will be the place to go as well to satisfy those food cravings. If the lines are Whataburger, let's be real, they're still too long. And so
17 hours.
So, and
somebody wait 17 hours. I heard this at the barbershop.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody wait 17 hours for a burger. That's ridiculous. Go to Gabby's. I guarantee you have a better experience.
If you want to satisfy the cravings for a burger at Assembly Food Hall, you have Shake Shack, which could do that. Pharmacy Burger, which could do that as well.
Both of those
well.
Can do that. I thought about this the other day, Aaron, and I think this would be really awesome. With H&S Bagels, I really want to try it with Hattie B's Hot Chicken. So I think what we need to do is on this YouTube channel, we go around and we get the best of every restaurant and we combine them together.
Okay. Ooh.
And Assembly Food Hall is a great place to do that.
Ooh.
Because you just have all these options right there.
Ooh, that would be good. The perfect Nashville meal.
Yes.
By combining all these different ingredients.
Oh, yeah. I think we're on to something there.
I
think we have a new playlist coming on.
All right. While we go and think that up, make sure you explore 5th and Broad, Assembly Food Hall, National Museum of African American Music. All of that will be there. It's a great time to do that on a Wednesday in January. That's Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to get 10% off their next online order and in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to screenthreads.com.
Speaking of exploring downtown Nashville, if you want to explore downtown Nashville more than just the honky-tonks, more than just the bars and the restaurants, and so if you want to get the history, you can take a walking tour with us, and you can learn more over at explorenash.com. Details on the screen if you're watching. Explorenash.com. Take the Nashville Historic Walking Tour. It is absolutely an incredible experience where you can learn all about Nashville, its history, its founding, and Nashville has some very, very interesting stories to tell, and you can really see even from the late 1700s, the early 1800s, how the events that happened there formed the Nashville that we see today. So if you want to take a look at that, explorenash.com. Book yourself a Nashville Historic Walking Tour. All of our Nashville Daily listeners can use the discount code NASH at checkout. That's NASH at checkout in all caps for 20% off. That way, grab four of your friends, have them pay for it. Your ticket's free. don't tell them you use the discount code Natch and score yourself a free ticket. It's a very easy process to do. We've seen some people do it a time or two.
Yep.
So take advantage of that Natch at checkout for 20% off.
Well, if you're planning to head to England anytime soon, good luck. what's going to end up happening is you're going to have to go to another airport like JFK or Washington Dulles.
Yeah, you'll have to fly out of Nashville to New York
or somewhere else, Boston, or somewhere. To England.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is British Airways is going to suspend flights until May here in Nashville, even though they just restarted about 3.5-4 weeks ago.
I do know one person who took advantage of that. They had family. They're from England, and okay. So they took advantage of that. Their parents came to visit.
That's fine.
Using these new routes, and so it looks like that's no longer going to be a direct flight option. The British Airways are flights in and out of Nashville. The direct flights to London are temporarily suspended. This is due to the surge of Omicron cases. The suspension of the service at BNA will start on Sunday.
So if you need to go, you need to go today.
And or the tomorrow. Flights. So this is temporary. The flights are expected to resume on May 9th, but you know how things are with COVID. Nothing is really set in stone with those return dates.
Just in time for two of the big festivals.
Yeah, exactly. Right. How convenient.
How convenient. Just in time for tourism season.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good transition.
I was thinking about that one.
That was pretty good. All right. So like Stuart said, the Visitors Corporation and tourism is highlighted today with kind of a new thing. You may recognize the name of Butch Spiridon. He is with the National Convention and Visitors Corporation, which is the city's main branding and tourism organization. They put on most of the
big events.
The big events in Nashville, July 4th, New Year's Eve. They help tremendously with the CMA Fest.
They're the ones who got the NFL draft here. They're the ones bringing NASCAR basically back to the city.
A lot of the conventions that happen in here happen because of them. There's a lot that the Convention and Visitors Corp do for Nashville.
Nashville survives because of them.
Yeah, that is no lie. Butch Spiridon has been the name that has really carried Nashville and the Visitors Corporation into the new era of Nashville. Butch, as of very recently, he was prior the president and CEO, but now he has given his president title to somebody named Deanna Ivy. She has come into, she's been a part of the executive team, but now she's moved up to president. She was formerly vice president, and she has been with the Convention and Visitors Corporation since 1997, which is incredible. I think that's the coolest thing for somebody to be in an organization for that long, especially you almost don't want somebody who is in that role to be kind of newer to the organization or newer to Nashville. And so it's cool to see somebody who's been a part of that for a long time, even in the executive slots.
Well, I think part of this, and we have to look back into the early 90s, what Nashville is today was envisioned in the late 80s and early 90s. And so having somebody in this type of role that's been with this organization for a long time, that's seen Bridgestone Arena open, seen Nissan Stadium open, to see all these different like facilities throughout town and skyscrapers and Fifth and Broad open, like that's very important because they've seen what Nashville has become and they see what the future of Nashville is going to be.
Correct. Ivy, she is a graduate of Western Kentucky University. I wore this for a reason.
Oh, yeah, pretty cool. The Hilltoppers.
Yeah. Also a graduate of University of Tennessee. She's taking reins during this, according to the Nashville Business Journal, taking the reins during a key period in Nashville's growth trajectory.
Because we're the river is growing. The riverfront, that's basically, that's what everyone's talking about. The Tennessee and us,
right.
Is the river is growing.
Yeah. So Ivy said in a quote, "I look forward to helping realize Nashville's future possibilities while building on the past successes." She said, "It's a city to which I have devoted my career and love." Ivy previously received the Nashville Business Journal Women in Music Award and Women in Business Award by Nashville Lifestyles She's a board member of the Tennessee Hospitality Association, Rhythms of the South Corporation, and Academy of Country Music. She has also held the position on the TJ Martell Foundation for 8 years. Throughout the pandemic, she sat on Mayor John Cooper's advisory committee on hospitality committee, which was formed to help plan the industry's rebound while still upholding public health measures.
All right. So a few years ago, we had this announcement. This had to be, what, 2016?
I believe it was 17.
Okay, 2017. This was a huge announcement. This was going to be a really big deal. This was going to be in an area called Century Farms in Antioch. And they basically developed some of this area because of this announcement. The construction's still going on at Century Farms, and we've covered Century Farms extensively here on the podcast. But this was IKEA coming to Nashville. The closest IKEA right now is in Memphis, Tennessee, or you could head down to Atlanta. But we have some good news. They're coming back to Nashville. They never actually were here in Nashville.
Yeah. If you're wondering why the only IKEA in Tennessee is Memphis, but there was an announcement for it in 2017.
Yeah.
That's because in 2018, IKEA scrapped their plans
because they wanted to actually
develop in Nashville.
They wanted to focus on their e-commerce.
Yes.
And
that, at least that was the reason they said.
That's what they said. Yeah. but maybe that was successful because what they're about to build here in Nashville, this is going to be located off of Spence Lane near downtown Nashville. And what they're about to build is the first pickup location in the United States. I know up in Canada, they have a few of these pickup locations in like Montreal and Quebec. But they're going to have their first one in Nashville. So if you order online, they ship it to the store and then you go pick it up.
Yeah. So WPLN is reporting that the location it will be on Spence Lane. So we'll pull up Google Maps and show just a few possibilities for this because there aren't many. So we'll kind of walk through where that could be. But IKEA says that they are currently piloting the service with existing IKEA customers in the greater Nashville area, and they look forward to providing more details very soon. Okay, so let's take a look at where this possibly could be in Nashville.
So if we zoom out just slightly, there's downtown Nashville. We're going to zoom in a little bit. This is Spence Lane. So this is the connector in between Murfreesboro and Elm Hill Pike or Lebanon Pike. And there's only a few options in this roadway that makes sense to where they're moving. So if we zoom in a little bit
can
more.
Can we drop a person in there?
Let's drop a person right. Oh, I don't know where that person went. Let's drop a person right here. Okay, so there's a few locations. So this is coming up the hill.
Spence Lane is not a sexy road.
It is not. Aaron talked about this restaurant the other day, so we might as well just highlight it real quick.
Yeah.
All right, so the Lost Patties right there, a great Irish restaurant. But the only real place I could foresee IKEA coming is up the hill. We're going to make you guys dizzy doing this because it makes me dizzy. All right, so we're going to go right here. This red building, as you can see,
is for lease.
There's two signs there for lease. This is one of the only buildings on Spence Lane that has been for lease in the last year or so. And then they've done some reconstruction projects right here. As you can see, they're doing it in Google Maps. But they reconstructed this area right here.
Oh, they're blurring something out.
Uh-oh. Let's see if we can zoom up.
What state secrets are they hiding there?
Nothing. It just Google Maps wasn't rendering. So this space, I think, is going to be the location where IKEA is going to be because they've redone this parking lot. They've added a few facilities back there. So I think this is going to be the space on Spence Lane.
It's right off the interstate. Lots of room to maneuver cars, trucks, and the like. So, yeah. It makes sense. Again, Spence Lane is not a huge road.
It's not that big.
And so there's only a few possibilities for where this could be. Now, I think this is fantastic because a lot of people won't want to make the Memphis is just far enough to where people won't want to make the drive.
Yep.
Because it would take an entire day to really make that trip and come back.
I really hope they're going to have a cooler full of their IKEA meatballs. Because if that's the case, that's going to be very dangerous for me.
That'd be a great pickup location for it. It would be great.
They just have a cooler full of IKEA meatballs.
I don't see why that couldn't happen.
Yeah,
I don't see why not.
The trucks are delivering anyways.
Yeah, exactly. All right. More news. in the music space, speaking of kind of tourism and things to do, Bonnaroo has announced their 2022 lineup. Let's hope, knock on wood, that Bonnaroo happens this year. Bonnaroo announces their 2022 lineup. We have a poster here, the poster that released very recently with their lineup. Headliner is Stevie Nicks, which is the first female headliner for Bonnaroo. Bonnaroo will be happening June 16th through the 19th at the Great Stage Park in Manchester, Tennessee. So who else will be in here? A few of the things listed, at least at the Tennessean, for the main kind of lineup. J. Cole.
The Chicks.
Tool. The Chicks. Who are the Chicks?
Aren't they the Dixie Chicks?
Is that the Dixie Chicks? Yeah, that's the Dixie Chicks. They have renamed to the Chicks.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Robert Plant. Alison Krauss. Roddy Ricch, 21 Savage.
The Backseat Lovers, I don't know who they are, but they just have a good name.
Herbie Hancock.
Japanese Breakfast, that one sounds fun too.
And so there's a whole lot, obviously you
Black
can see the
Tiger
lineup there.
Sex Machine.
There you go. There are a lot.
Teddy Swims, that's a great one. I actually know who Teddy Swims
Teddy
is.
Teddy Swims, yeah. I see him a lot on TikTok, and I believe that he is here in Nashville.
So it's just an easy drive for him down to Manchester, Tennessee, yeah, 60 exactly. miles. If you're going to Bonnaroo this year, we have an incredible video on top waterfalls near that area. We talk about some of the waterfalls near Old Stone Fort. We talk about Rutledge Falls. And then there's all of these falls near South Cumberland State Park. Maybe Bonnaroo will happen. It was canceled, what, 3 times in the last 2 years?
So, no, just 2020 and 2021.
But 2021 was rescheduled and then canceled because of flooding.
Yes.
Yeah, so 3 times, which is crazy.
Also, if you're wondering, when is Bonnaroo happening compared to the CMA Fest? CMA Fest, you said it's happening 1 week prior.
The weekend prior, so I believe June 9th through the 12th.
Yeah. So that is at least they're not happening at the same time, but it is close. So if you're planning on going to both music festivals, that is probably very possible to do.
Most people in Nashville are probably working both music festivals. So let's just be honest.
Yeah. So a lot happening in June and early June in the music world here in Tennessee. So that is what it's happening in Nashville lately. A lot happening and a lot going on. IKEA coming in. Let us know, what is your favorite thing about IKEA coming in? Is it that you don't have to drive to Memphis anymore?
Is it the meatballs?
Is it the meatballs?
The meatballs.
Let us know. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.